One God. Amen. You can't hope for the things you already see, right? I get a little sad when I get done putting up the Christmas tree because there's not that anticipation anymore, right? You can't hope for the things you already see, so you have to hope for the unseen. We remember when Paul was writing to the Romans, in chapter 8, it was there's no condemnation for those who are in God. That there's nobody who can be against us if God is for us. We remember that when Paul was writing to the Romans, especially this chapter, that it's the part where Paul tells the church, it all works out the way it's supposed to. That God, in God's infinite wisdom, already knows. God already knows. So if we are hoping for things that we already see, then we're missing where God is showing up, right? If we're hoping for the things we're already aware of, then we are not looking for God to show up in the unexpected, right? He writes in the scripture reading this morning that all of creation is groaning. All of creation is groaning and waiting because the Creator already knows. And the Creator has already promised that it will all work out in the end. We listen to those words of verse 28, that God works all things together for good for those who love him who are called according to his purpose. We know that those who love the Lord and claim the Lord as theirs love him and are called. We believe that God already knew. We believe that God calls those who love him, and he already knows who that is. He's not saying that it's going to be an easy ride. Paul is not saying that it's going to be sunshine and daisies and smooth going and fresh concrete, asphalt, gold-lined, whatever. But what he's saying is when you hit that bump in the road, when you take a wrong turn, when you miss your exit, when your car stalls out, when you get wrapped up in being human, as we are all wont to do, it's part of the condition, that your life and your calling and who you are and whose you are does not end with that bump. That while God does not cause the terrible things to happen, that God does not cause the losses and the pain and the hurts and the disappointments. That God still is faithful. And that God is still going to use that experience in your life to get you to where God called you to go. You've heard me tell you the story multiple times about failing music theory. And a lot of time I spent just kind of going, well, that was a waste of 2 years at Alma College. Man, I could have been taking something else that was more fun than that. And I wondered for years, what is God, why would God put me in this if I'm not ever going to use it? Very easily could have been a complete waste of my time. It sure felt like it for a lot of times. But then Greenfield Presbyterian Church decided the kids should play hand chimes. And so not only did I have to teach the kids how to play hand chimes, I had to teach them how to read music. And lo and behold, here came all of that music theory right back again. How to explain to them what a time signature is. How to explain to them what a key signature is. How to explain to them the difference between a quarter note and an eighth note and a half note and a whole note. What a tie is. Good Lord, how to read bass clef. Oy. I tell you that story to remind you that the things that you think you've been through, where you didn't do what you thought you were called to do, or you said, no, God, not right now. Or you did like I do and go, la, 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 I'm not listening, God. That God's going to use those and every other heart-wrenching, gut-punch experience that you've been through. I will tell you something that I hold very true to myself. And I share this with you as a gift. You have survived every bad day you've been through thus far. You have survived every disappointment, every loss, every upset thus far. I can guarantee you, having been here for almost 2 years now, I can guarantee you that knowing your stories, you've come out on the other side stronger. You've come out stronger. God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. The joy in this is that our God's got us. Our God's got us. Why are we limiting ourselves to only hope for the things we can already see? Dream big. God's calling you to dream big. Hope massively. Hope for things that are beyond your wildest dreams. Hope for the things you don't think you'll ever see. That's where God shows up. That's where you sit in the presence of the holy. It all works out in the end. It all works out in the end. I will tell you this as well. God created you and claimed you and loves you. Why do you think God would let you have anything less than a happy ending? Hope. Hope. Massive, massive amounts of hope for the things that you cannot see. Because if you are hoping for that which you can, you're missing out on a whole big swatch of where God would call you to look. What a joy it is that we serve a God who loves us this much. What sheer, uplifting, bubbly joy is it that we serve a Creator who loves us this much? That he would take on human form. That he would walk in this mess and feel the things we feel and lose the things we lose and love the way we love. Even to death on a cross. What a joy it is that that story did not end in the tomb. What a joy and a blessing it is that we serve a God who laughed in the face of death. Why not hope the way he calls you to? Hope for the things unseen. Hope for the unimaginable. Hope for anything your heart might desire, because I'll bet you God put it there. I will bet you that that deep desire in your heart, that that place where you're feeling called to move beyond anything you understand, I'll bet you God put that there. Why? Because God works for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All things. All things. Praise God in heaven for that. Amen.